have told us, Susan, that all war is sunbright to you. But I need you now to understand our ways. You must know the meaning of what you were just witness to. If you are to advise us in these long, bright days. For age upon age there has been struggle among our kind. You have come to change that, and that change has begun. We are not yet changed quite so much as you have in mind, and our unchanged hearts tell us what must be done. All our people know that adults out foraging may be taken hostage in a sneak attack. This is no bright crime, just a kind of posturing. We trade food and water and get our people back. Before you came, we were as aggressive as all our race. We too went raiding, but it was never our way to strike a lantern armed into our neighbors' nests and take children from their grandmothers in the dead of day. Such brightness rends the very yawning of decency. What could bring sane folk to such a stark expanse? I will not show weakness before such an enemy. We must move against them while we have the chance. What could drive sane folk to do such awful things? As you have suffered at their hands, they too are suffering. A long bright day brings sorrow, and it came to your neighbors first. Hardship can bring out the best in us, or it can bring out the worst. Open your eyes. See your reflection in your neighbors' faces. Your foes are people just like you. Remember, they are suffering too. You have reason to be angry at their violence and theft. But anger feeds on anger until nothing else is left. When you answer hate with hate, it only makes the fire spread, sweeping hot across the desert until all your kind are dead. Open your eyes. See your reflection in your neighbors' faces. Prick up your ears to hear their voice. Remember, you still have that choice. In this long, bright day, when you are blinded by the light, there is one place you can always turn to find the cool of night. Your lady is still guiding you, her shade is always near. Her darkness lives in every heart, and darkness drives out fear. Open your eyes, see the night reflected in your neighbor's faces. We all have a dark place within. That's where peace has to begin. All that you say is wisdom, yet I can see no other course but to take our foe's whole tribe in ambush and with overwhelming force. How else can we even arrange a meeting that we could dare to trust? Even in darker times, every envoy has gone, suspecting a trap and bearing traps of her own. And against the dishonor these outlaws have shown, every dart in my belt crumbles into dust. Even if we were to parley, you would have to aid us yet. And even then your aid must be in the nature of a threat. For there is no other language that our foes will understand. In the months and the nights since we accepted your aid, you have already shown us strong proof of your shade. Yet I fear you may squander the investment you've made if you don't guard it now with your own strong hand. My teeth want vengeance, but my heart hears your counsel. I yearn for peace like the fall of night. Yet my eyes see no hope unless you aid us in battle. Will you change your resolve not to help us fight?